Strap in, folks, because this podcast is about to take you on a wild ride.
Hello, Jezbot and Timmy Taco. This podcast you have called Jumping the Turnstile is probably the best podcast the world has ever seen. Old Sleepy Joe loves it. Kamala loves it. We are going to make podcasts great again this year. Keep up the good work. And remember to vote Trump in the elections.
Oh, thanks, Donnie.
Welcome to the stage. I'm Jezbot.
I'm Timmy Taco.
That was a nice little message from El Presidente.
Donald J.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, the AI version.
Yeah.
Which is probably the real version.
Yeah, it probably is. Fake news.
Mm.
Fake news, fake Presidente.
Kate Middleton's finally come out of hospital. You know, the
oh, the clone.
Yeah.
Clone Middleton.
Yeah.
And her moles disappeared.
Yeah, moles disappeared. Yeah. And her kid's fingers were really weird because AI can't do fingers.
AI can't do fingers. Yes. AI can't finger you yet.
Ooh.
And let's isn't that what we said right from the start?
When can we fuck it?
And if you can't fuck it, can it finger you?
Yeah.
Yes, it can with six fingers.
Six fingers and massive teeth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yes.
How exciting.
It is daytime.
Yeah.
And we're doing the old
sweatbox.
What is the day off today? What is it? Labor Day?
Labor Day.
Who? What is it?
Oh, I fucking don't know. Oh, 8-hour work week or 8-hour work day or something like that.
But what about it? What, celebrating it? So we'll give you a day off?
Yeah. It's one of those days where
celebrating working by not working.
Hmm.
I think they're trying to fuck with us.
I think so. This is what you could be doing on your days off. But
Are we nearly there? Are we nearly out of spare 3 days? Because
the end of the public holidays is. I think this is the last one before.
What about Overlord, Lord Pompous Sausage Fingers, King Charles the Tenth? When's his special day of days? Because do we still get the Queen-O's?
Yeah. Do we do Queen's birthday?
Yeah. Because she's stuck around for a bit.
Yeah, long, long time.
Lizzie.
They're not putting him on the $5 note.
Isn't it?
Nah.
Why not?
Because he's going to be dead in like... He's probably already dead.
Yeah. Too much mint. It's not mint enough.
Big fucking fingers.
Do you reckon they're already...
They're AI fingers.
Yeah, do you think they're already etching up the King William coin?
King Willie!
King Willie Willie. King Willy Wonka.
Well, money's not going to be worth anything within the next 6 months, so...
Isn't it?
Nah.
Okay. What about silver? Is that going to hold its stays?
Shut your mouth.
How dare you speak ill of silver?
No,
If I collect silver, right?
Yeah.
By which I mean, I do.
Yeah.
Can I chuck knives and forks in me treasure box?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you?
Yeah.
What are they?
The treasure.
But would they? Is it silver with stainless steel? Like, what's the ratio here?
The bro to the hoe ratio. I think that it's probably plated. You smelt it down and then
and then you scoop off the slag.
Yeah, that's it.
I think it's called slag, isn't it?
Slag. Yeah. Genius.
It is genius.
Well, that's a great intro.
It is, but it's still going. So,
right.
Labor Day is very close to Women's Day.
Right.
And
International Women's Day.
International Women's Day. They go into labor.
Right. Gotcha.
So why don't we just have a pinch one out day?
Okay.
Emerge the two together.
Squeeze one out.
Yeah. Labor Day.
Yeah, we could.
We'll call it. We have a liberal day.
I guess every day is a liberal
where
day.
Where everyone has to work. And it like counteracts. It's on a Saturday.
Well, it was too bloody hot to work today.
Oh. It's like no summers. And then as soon as it goes to... Were you in Springo? Is that where we are? No, spring's down the other end.
Summer, autumn.
Autumn. So I'm going to lose the leaves on my trees already.
Pretty soon.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's another Labor Day.
I don't like it because I haven't done me gutter traps and me.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry.
I got up there with the ladder, and I did the old. I got miles and miles of gutter netting.
Right.
And I put it in one end, and then you scooch your way down the gutters, and you pinch it in, pinch it in, pinch it in, get all the way down the other end, and the other end pops out, and it goes like a bloody house of cards, mate.
Yeah, right.
And I couldn't keep it in.
And the cocky, oh, that's what she said. And the cockies.
That's what she said.
Like to get up there and
scooch about.
And rustle it up.
You got a big cocky problem, have you?
Yeah. Lots of them. Lots
big
of it.
Big cocky problem. There's lots of vibe. Lots of parrots around. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Or are they Rosellas?
I don't know. I don't see what you saw.
Okay. The red and green guys.
Yeah, they're lorikeets.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're small, though.
Lorikeets and Rosellas are different.
Okay. Mm. One's filled with tomato sauce. The other's...
I don't know, got nothing.
Full of...
I'm not backing you out
quiche,
of that.
Lorikeet.
All right, that's enough.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get into the episode proper.
Jesus wept. All right.
Oh, that's a decent enough
Is
intro.
It, though? Is it, though?
Yeah.
It's only like 5 minutes and 44 seconds.
Has it been
soaking wet?
That long.
Okay, all right. Let's get in because we've got some gripes. Yeah. We've got some gripes.
We're not happy today.
Yeah, let's explain ourselves in the next segment. Now, most of this story you've heard.
Yeah, right.
But because I kept calling you intermittently in between. To let you know the story, but like,
for what were you doing? What does mum call it? You're lurching me, or you're...
What is it?
You
luge.
You're losing me.
Losing. I'm drinking your luge. We'll get to the luge in a minute. But it sparks a new segment called Assholes Anonymous.
Right. Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Right.
Are you going to call him out straight up?
Well, I won't call his name out.
Mm.
Let's call him... Cunt. No, let's call him
Ned Cox.
Okay.
Calm down, Neddly diddly 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 diddly. They did their best, shoddily idly idly diddly. Gotta be nice, hostility diddly biddly diddly. Ah, hell diddly ding dong crap.
Sure. Close enough. So anyway, about a month ago.
Yeah.
He's giving Dad a call. Old mate. One of Dad's bloody, let's just say, inverted commas, old mates.
Yeah.
He's woken up in the middle of the night and going, ugh, bloody Bruce Trippett's son Clerks Records.
Mm.
Right? I don't know how, why, when, where, which, right.
Well,
when.
Everyone knows you're a DJ, Tim.
Well.
I mean, you say it 50
how
times
does
a day.
How does Ned know?
I don't know. It just came to him in a dream.
Well, because I did, because there was... I was looking at my record collection out loud.
Yeah.
Talking to my record collection going, fuck, I think I'm going to need more.
You little beauties. I love you all, each one of you.
Each one of you individually.
Ned, we met well.
It's hand-curated.
Mm.
Like, I've had my hand on every single one of these records to collect it.
And I'll just pull one out randomly.
Myself, you pull one out randomly, and it's...
Public Enemy...
Public Enemy. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Right. That's a good record, man.
It is. And you've pulled it out of the section with all the... Yeah, now.
So it's curated.
It's curated. Okay, so I've literally... You can take the plastic cover off that one. It's fucking shitty. but I've had my hand on each one. I've decided to buy it.
You've had your hand in each sleeve.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. Then the sleeve of every artist, the wizard's sleeve, if you will. And so that's what a curated
good
record collection looks like, you know? So I could pull out a record and I'd be happy to see it again.
Yeah.
So he's just doing another random one. Ella Fitzgerald.
Best of.
The very best of. You know, that could be good for samples, could be good, but I've got sections. I've got soul sections. It's actually.
I just pulled out Cool in the Gang.
Yeah, it's there's dopeness. Pull one more out. Let's just do
more?
Just
one
for
more.
A treat.
Nana Muscuri.
No. Carmen Jones.
She's sexy.
She is sassy. She's a sassy lassie. Now he's up in the hip hop section. He's pulling out. And he knows Eric B. and Rakim. Right?
A Ridge.
Yes, original Presh. And so he's gone, I've got some bloody records. Me missus has decided that my 40 years of collecting has got out of hand. She wants me to make room for a dance studio. She's in her late 70s. I don't know what kind of dance are you doing.
Right. So you start salivating when you hear records.
Yeah, so I start. I go into mystery mode, right? The excitement, the thrill, right? Who knows? I'm the first pickings. So Dad and I go up there the very next day and bring his van and his trolley because we're thinking, oh, this could be like...
Big score.
This could be the big score. And it was a big score because we went in there and he's like, there they are, take him. And we're like, whoa, what do you mean? He's like, well, I don't want him. Just take him. Mrs. wants the room. Take him. I'm like, all right. It's about 2,500 rangons. So I get him home, start scooching through him. Each more disappointing than the last.
I am shocked and appalled. Mr.
So it is... It must have been somebody's taken a big op shop dump right on his chest, neck and face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So going through them.
Like this is going to be cheaper to dump them onto someone than go on.
Yeah, it's a bit easier. It's a bit easier to sell in bulk. And my intention was go through the pickings, whatever's, if it's all good, keep it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, get a bloody record shelf. I start looking to buy record shelves the night before. So I'm a little bit over keen, let's just say.
You're counting the eggs.
But the prospect of getting records for nothing could mean I don't ever have to buy a record again.
Yeah.
I could just go through my own collection. I could pick through my own collection without having to go to the op and shop.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm going through there and it's like it's utter shit, right?
Mrs. Marvel's.
Yeah, now we did a little bit of the old back and forth of I kept sending you photos. There was some treats in there. Like what I like to find in a record collection is previously loved and owned records that kids have drawn on over the years.
Yeah.
And there was one in there, Richard Clatterman. Richard Clatterman is a creep and had like a moustache and a patch drawn on him. It also says Richard is gay.
Right.
All over it. So maybe a disgruntled child was unhappy with his mother that day.
Yeah.
And she had a dick fancy. Let's just say Richard fancy. But it's record after record. You know, you got all your bloody classics are in there. The Kenny Rogering. where's our little list? I made a little short list of what was in there. Kenny Rogering albums. Harry Comeover was a big pick. Bobby Dice and his clarinet three way. Up Kilts with Mrs. May and the Scottish Rite. There was 10 copies of that.
Yeah.
The Tony Barber Quartet.
Well, I'll never see Scotland again.
No, you won't. I'm not allowed back. Tulips McKenzie with Whose Mustache Is This?
Yeah, right.
You know. But some good ones within the mix. But out of the 2,500 I got to pick, let's just say, 50.
Mm.
50, like...
Not a great ratio.
50 I settled on. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, hear me? You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then thought... Because I felt a little bit guilty just taking him, so I slung him $200. Treat him mean, keep him keen, right?
Because you know there's more there.
Because on our way out, he said, oh, if you like what you see there, you can come and have a peek through the... Come and have a peek through door number two.
Right.
Where I've got 15,000 records.
Mm.
Right? So I'm thinking,
shit. Back here.
Got to get back in there. Because of first pickings. It's usually the best of the best.
Something in there.
Mathematics says that, you know, a law of averages. Out of 15,000.
It's got to be
10?
You'd think one Pink Floyd album or an Akadaka.
Well, he's been collecting for 40 years. It fits
right. That's what you're right in the prime.
Demographic.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. But the first stash was like, I thought, okay, I reckon what he's done is he's offloaded the crap. He's held on to the gems.
Mm.
I might have to go in with $5 each on my mind. But if I get a bloody original pressing Pink Floyd or
yeah,
the whole back catalogue of something, I'm up. Yeah. I'm in. So the very same day, I put it on Marketplace, The Leftovers.
Yeah.
Bang, sold it. Within a day. The same day. Picked them up, sold them for three times the amount.
Someone came and got all that trash.
Fucking straight away.
Sight unseen.
Fucking idiot.
You idiot.
Because, like, I've paid forward the depression. Yeah. I offloaded my luge onto somebody else's, like, record shelf. So I wasn't exactly hopeful. And then, so I thought, I'll give this cunt a week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks before I call him back. Because he took my number, and then I had to hunt down his number.
Mm.
And when I called him back, he goes, oh, you're never going to call. It's like, but you didn't give me a number. You only took my number. I thought you were going to call me when you were ready. Because he said he was going to... Because there was one little thing where he'd put stickers on the ones that he'd sat and converted from record player to CD onto his computer in real time.
Yeah.
So when I say, like, you go, well, you didn't convert bloody Adolf Christoph and Go Fly a Reich. You didn't convert that. But sure enough, there was a sticker on there. I'm like, so...
He sat there for an hour and 10.
An hour... Well, yeah, good
60-minute play.
Good 60-minute soaking wet.
Yeah.
Listening to the world's... Probably the world's worst records, right? To just convert them. I guess to get your bloody money's worth, to get your day's pickings worth, because, like, you know... He's probably got them for a dollar back in the day, Zos.
Mm.
Anyway, so call him up. He goes, yep, you can get him. He's a
bit of a grumpy dog.
Right? He's a sook. Like, I called him up. He wasn't there the first time.
You've called Grumpy Ned.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm not here right now, obviously.
This is my personality 24 hours a day.
I'm not here right now, obviously.
Because
Jeez, you fucking asshole for calling me.
Still so like, calling me. Jeez. Yeah, g'day, Ned.
You're an asshole.
Stim trouble here. Zim, zim, zom, zim, zom.
Still got those records?
Yeah. And then he called me back. I said, well, first of all, excuse me, first of all, I've gone. Is there any chance you could send me a photo so I can see what kind of bulk I'm dealing with? Because he said 15,000, but I want to see sight. This is sight unseen.
Is it a trailer? Is it
can you just
two cars?
Take, go is down, it... take a photo of the shed.
I can't do that. I don't know how to do
no,
that.
No, so ages went past, and then I get a text message coming back saying,
yeah, you do realize I'm going to have to charge $1 each or more.
For each record,
right? So okay. I'm already thinking, well, 15 grand, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
yo, fucking prick, right? Grumpy Ned, go yourself,
you ugly, hate filled man.
Hey, I may be ugly and hate filled, but I've what was the third thing you said?
And then so Saturday morn, which has just been rocked up. I get me, buddy. It's going to be 37 degrees, buddy, boiling, steaming
dry.
So I get me pick and pack together. I've got me fresh water with ice.
Mm-hmm.
I've got me headphones. I've got my portable turntable with batteries, spare battery gonks, because I'm planning on having a lovely day picking.
Yeah.
Talking about his record collection, pulling him out, getting providence.
Yeah, what do you know about this
talking one? About this? Hey, what's that? But this guy is up dead shit.
Right.
I had to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. I got there at 9:01. He was standing out the front and he said, where were ya? Where were ya?
During that nine part.
During that 60 seconds.
I've been standing out here for 58 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you know how many convertings I could have done?
When I drove up and went, oh, fuck, the cat's out the front already.
Not a good start.
Not a good sign.
Mm.
So I go in there, carrying my bag. He's like, what's that? I said, oh, I brought me portable turntable along.
What for?
I said, so I can so I can listen to records.
Why would you want to do that?
To see what I'm getting. Right? He goes, well, I've counted that box there. There's 120. You can take that box. I'm like, whoa. Wait a minute. What's in there? He goes, well, I said, can I have a flick through and see what I'm buying? Oh, I prefer you didn't. So it's a complete change of tone. He must have been on the ringer with whoever's taken a big dump on him with his old records.
Right.
He must have called him and said, what should I be getting? And he's like, well, you know, like, honestly, you know, they're worth 20 cents each to the dime. So you should be asking a dollar. Because he's thinking, I'm an asshole.
You're an asshole.
Because I'm buying records that this guy wants. So if he's gonna highball me to Ned, Ned's gonna, you know what I mean? And then when this prick comes back, he's gonna lowball Ned. And because I gave you your collection, you should be chopping me out, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a roar.
Convoluted.
It is. So, no, you can't. No, I prefer you didn't. I said, well, I'm here. I'm not going to buy 120 records sight unseen. No. I'm gonna pick which box I want to take.
What if they're scratched? What if there's water damage? What if they're empty?
What if it's shit?
Yeah.
Look, let me have a look. So I went through the first box, the box he pointed at. The fastest picker in the West, I am, Frankie.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm popping on that. And I'm trying to break the ice while I'm doing it. Yeah, good. I've been super nice, happy, lovely guy.
Yeah.
Flick through it. Not one fucking record in that crate that I would even throw a fart at.
And it smells like an op shop, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. They have a very distinct smell. Most of the smell of these have gone.
Of your records?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're together with
freshies.
New ones, and I've covered them, and there's not a bunch of like old dusty shit.
Yeah,
it's like they've been from loved.
So Tijuana brass, you got
your Tijuanas, which is okay, but you can only have so much Tijuana.
Yeah, how many glasses of Tijuana can you have in a day?
Oh, it's one.
Yeah,
one, because the pineapple juice gives you the trots.
Ferments.
It does. It gives you the trots. That and coconut water's not that fresh.
No.
You ever had coconut water?
Yeah,
it's crook. But it's all not even that good.
Not even elevator music.
Not even, because I would.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah.
So having a flick, and then he's getting shirtier and shirtier and shirtier. Like,
and this is what, 3 minutes?
So three far? Mins.
You're in.
I'm in. I've gone through one box, and I've gone. And then the rest of the time was me negotiating. Like I said, so have you got to be somewhere?
Yeah, I have to go somewhere. Your prior engagement's 9:45.
I mean, well, that doesn't really give me much time. He goes, well, I was expecting you to just come and buy a box, and then that was it.
You're an asshole.
Well, then I went, all right. So I pulled rank. I opened up my wallet, and I had $500 of 50-buck notes. I went, I intend to give all of this to you today.
Yeah.
Right? So if you just give me a little bit of time, it's yours.
Yeah.
Providing I can find what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Dolly Parton and the Kenny Rogers?
No dollies.
Didn't you say there was like...
No, that was Streisand and Kris Kristofferson.
Right. There was 20 versions of it.
20 copies of that.
In one of the...
No,
crates?
Just in within three crates. It was like there was down there and it was down there and it was again. And we're not even talking as highbrow as Kamal.
Right.
Why are people so unkind?
So it's the lowest of the lows. And like, that's where you go. You get lower and lower and lower and tighter the further you flick through. Because you just go...
This is not even worth 10 cents.
Nah, and I'm not going to find anything. Like, I've gone through four boxes and I've pulled out two.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? And we're talking like Yaz and Black Box.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, Yaz, Yazoo, or whatever. Yeah. One of the singers from Big Pig was in one band one time, and I recognized him from... All my life I wanted to fly.
Ah, yes.
That's Big Pig, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. And so I'm talking to this dude. He's a yeah. And so I asked a couple of questions, and he was dead silent. And I'm just like, now, if you could just give me 20 minutes, I can go through as many as I possibly can. Oh no! And then so I've, you know, and then you can be on your way, and I'll get out of your hair. I'm here to fucking give you money.
Does he have any hair?
Saturday morning, yeah, grey as a mule, mustache from fucking here
to nostril,
from bees to knees, right? And so flicking, pulling stuff out. He was a bit pissed off that I was pulling shit out. I said, what about if I made myself $120 crate, and then I'll take that. Like, he's still selling a box worth.
Yeah.
It's not that box, but it's a box worth. All right? Yeah. Pick that. No, can't take that one. Can't take that one. I'm like, why not? Oh, because I haven't converted it yet.
You're an asshole!
I went, seriously, are you going to convert this one? Pull one shitty one out. Yeah. And I went, yeah. I said, What's the deal here? Like, when you convert them, what, tell me. I need to know, like, how do you go about it?
Right. Put the footy on, turn the commentary down, and start converting.
So he watches the footy without the commentary.
Yeah.
So he can listen to crackly old smelly records.
Yeah, and shit his wife up the fucking cloaca.
Right. Well,
no wonder she wants to get down the shed and fucking dance her fucking heart out, full loose style. When he gets the anger out, he's like, he's dancing.
Yeah. Breakfast Club.
That's what she wants. She wants her own space to do that.
A screaming room,
basically. A scream room. And so having a bloody old flick, and every time I found something good, it was like, nah. No, can't have that. I said, how about this? I'll pull everything out if you haven't converted it. Make that the next thing you convert, and I'll come and pick them up later.
It's not footy season, though.
Oh, well, it's coming up. They're in the pre's.
Prelims.
Pre-comes. it's pre-coming season. And then I've gone through... I forced my way through about 15 or 20 crates. It wasn't 15,000. It was more like 4,000.
Right.
So he's got his eyes on.
Did I say 15,000 albums? I meant 15,000 tracks.
Yeah. So when I said, like, so going through this, like, give me some providence, right? I want to know where you got all these from. Well, I collected them.
You're an asshole. I went,
yeah, but like, have you gone and?
Did you go to a record shop and go through? Did you go through? I want this pile.
Did you buy bulk sight unseen? Did you buy 400 records from a thing? Did you go and pick them up? And then
tell me the truth, Ned.
Yeah, I did. I said, you might as well tell me the truth because, like,
my fingers aren't feeling collection here.
No, they're not.
It's a cum and dump.
It's a dump without the cum.
Right.
There's no cum. It's just a fast, hard dump.
Of air.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Pebbles. Pebbles without a flush.
So are you going to say, I think you were going to say, or tell me the part where you're flicking through, your fingers are actually, they have scales on them, don't they? Like, well, weight
it looks,
scales.
It looks like I'm an AI thing because it looks like I've got 50 fingers.
Yeah, but each one of your fingers can actually feel the weight of the record you were telling
me. Yes, well, I did that at your house. You had some 7 inches there and I went through blind and I went, that's good.
That's good.
Based on the feel. Because there's a certain weight to it. There's a quality of print.
Right.
There's a certain cover. It's not usually a paper cover. The paper covers are old radio stock. They're just like brushes, you know, singles.
And so if it's a good band, they would have spent a little bit extra on the vinyl, a little bit heavier.
It's got cover art. It's got, you know.
A nice sticker.
Yeah, like your Jimmy Barnes one felt like a mini book.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. And that's quality.
Did you take it?
No, because it's Cass's.
Oh, God. So, just don't take it. She won't know.
No, she'll know. So, I don't take people's records unless it's like, you know, I want to pick for fair.
So, you're flicking through, right?
Flicking through, and he's asking questions. And I'm saying, so blah, blah, blah. And he's not answering me, right? He's being a bit of a prick about it. And then I thought, you know what? Fuck this cunt. right? Because yeah. I'm here
trying to give the prick money.
I'm trying to give you money, and he's not letting me go to the top shelf where I think I'm gonna find some stuff. But he's got them all stacked up like that, so it would be hard. They're stacked from bottom to top rather than left to right, so I can't go. You'd have to pull a stack down. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not how you.
So it's not even
collection.
How you store them. No. It's not even how you store them. So I know. I said, so where's your this? Where's your that? He goes, no, in there.
Asshole.
I said, so where's your Akadaka? Where's your, Led Zeppelin?
Because he's been collecting for 30 years. You should have.
You have to have
rock
some
album.
Fucking cool shit.
Mm.
You have to. But it is hands down the worst collection I've ever flicked through. Couldn't wash my hands hard enough. So he's been a sooty prick. I said, so can I just ask a question? Are you pissed off with me, mate? Are you upset about this? Are you upset about this? I said, because it's either two things, because I keep asking you questions and you refuse to answer. And then you're being short with me. You're either deaf.
Or you're a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, no, or you're absolutely cut with me. So what is it? He goes, no. I said, well, okay, well, let me have a flick. I'll give you some money, right? I will give you some money. And then it was pressure.
Pushing down on me.
He's got nowhere to be, has he?
He's got nowhere to fucking be.
No one's meeting up with him.
The at most, he's going to go get a new spark plug for the mower.
Victor.
At the most.
Oh my God. Because in his calendar from like 5 years ago, he goes, new spark plug, Saturday the 2024, go to...
He doesn't even need it. He hasn't even mowed.
It's spark plug weekend.
Yeah.
And he goes and changes all the spark
wash
plugs.
Wash day, spark plug day, oil change.
Mm-hmm.
Is on top of the list. That's a daily, actually.
And then write in the diary for next 5 years.
Go get another 6-pack of Carlton Drafts.
Mm-hmm.
The white ones.
Yep.
Remember the old school white ones? and
he's got nowhere to be.
And so I'm just like, you know what? Fucking, I'm pulling the pin. I managed to get 35 records.
35
records. Of a dollar each.
Yeah, but that's like 60 tracks, so that means you owe me.
No, and then I said, I'll cut you another deal if you got any other 7 inches,
like the small ones.
Hundreds of them. I said, right, where are they at? He goes, I don't know. I said, well, you got all these in a box, all these boxed up and ready to go, but you don't know where the 7 inches are. No, I said, because I'll give you $50 for a box sight unseen. Of 7 inches today, right now.
Because they're half the size of a big record.
Meet you halfway.
50 cents.
And you'll probably get, in a box is probably about 300. I'll give you 50 bucks, sight unseen. Don't know where they are. I went, okay.
You're an asshole.
I said, if it's going to be like that, let's wrap it up then.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing.
I'm just going, fuck. Unbelievable, man. Well, here's your fucking money. I said, say goodbye to that. I showed him the money again. Say goodbye to that. Because
I'm never coming back.
Nah. Goodbye forever is what I said. Yeah, goodbye forever. And then I thought on the way home, I hope that on the black that he's going to from his painful throat.
I think he's going to die by the record.
Today.
By the records. Because they're stacked so poorly.
Oh, they're going to fucking
fall
on him.
He's going to die of vinyl.
Well, I found out later that he's a professional, lifelong professional prick, because his wife did have a shocking, life-changing heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't go in the ambulance or didn't visit her in hospital.
What?
Well, they'll look after her. Yep. So we're talking like proper prick. That's why we're calling him out. I was gonna be gentle and just go, oh, he's an old
No.
Then he went missing for 7 days.
Right.
And they're like, Ned's dead. Hello, Neddy. Where's Ned? The kids are fucking, they start to panic. They're calling up hospitals. He's got a mustache. He's small. He's frail. You can't miss him. He's a fucking prick. You can't miss him, right? And couldn't find him. Fucking missing in action. All right, I think we might have to fucking get the cops onto this. Then ring, ring. They get a phone call. It's Ned. Where are you?
Oh, I went to Europe. Visit my brother.
What?
Yep.
Europe?
Yeah, I'm in England. Gonna be here for a while. See yous.
Don't come back.
Yeah.
That's when I would pack my shit up.
Well, he did pack his shit up.
No, that's the wife. He'd be coming home to an empty fucking house.
Record shelf. That's what he'd be coming home to. A big fucking, a massive giant bowl made out of his fucking shit records. That's what he would be coming home to. But, yeah. So,
right.
So, there's the story, sad but true. I am bitterly disappointed. It's taking me days to get over.
Oh, yeah.
It's the psychic vampire thing.
Yeah, because you left there and called me, and then psychic vamp.
I took a big dump on you.
He lurched and then, onto me. Lused onto
well,
me.
Well, I lused. I went to mum and dad, drank all their luge in their fridge.
In their soul.
And for those that don't know, the luge is your energy.
Yeah.
That's right. Sucking. It's your soul's
luge.
Vitality.
Yeah.
Vitality juice. Sucked all that, drank all theirs. Left, wasn't satisfied, called you, drank all yours, drank half a Clarkie's, and then I drank
some of Cass's when I told her.
No, you got yours back off Cass. But then I had a sip of Ness.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't give a shit. Yeah. She didn't really care. She was just happy that it's not.
It's like 15,000 records in a driveway.
Because I was gonna flip him.
Yeah, but you've done you heard this, I'm getting records. You did a full scrape out of the house. I mean, you've moved the driveway's
stuff.
Clean.
I prepped.
Like ready to go for 15,000 records.
Yeah.
Because you were going to start never. An online fucking business.
Well, it's going to be Relics.
Yeah.
DJ's Relics.
DJ Relics Relics.
DJ Relics Relics. Yes. Relic. DJ Relics for Relic. DJ.
Let's sort this out afterwards.
Okay.
What we're going to call the business.
So calling him out. He's just
is so difficult to live like that.
Or is it?
It's harder to be that personality.
Well, because I was watching like
Doris the Psychopath.
Yeah.
Right? And they love when people fucking hate them.
Ah.
And they walk away going, fuck, they go,
yeah. So it is the psychic vampire.
It is.
What we do in the shadows.
They do it. They do it to piss people off. They love watching people squirm. They're masochists. They love the anger. They love the taste of the luge, the bitter taste.
It's the only way they can feel is like.
And then I walked away and he wouldn't give a fuck. He wouldn't give half a shit.
No, so I told him $1 a record. Well, you gotta get out
because once he knew that I was keen, then he had something to torture me with.
Yeah, power.
That's what it was. It was medieval torture hour.
Yeah,
and he didn't know that just by me looking through it, that's the torture.
Yeah,
I didn't need him on top fucking like.
No, you spent your Saturday morning like going there and then.
I don't need his shit on my hands.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't need to change his nappy.
Who's going to change his nappy? Because he's pushed everyone away.
Mm.
His wife's not going to do it because he didn't go to the hospital to see her. So
maybe he'll get tongue cancer and he won't be able to talk and he won't be able to be a cunt. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he'll have to just keep his fucking dirty mouth shut. Yeah. He bet. The first clue was, why don't your bloody kids want this? Oh, shit.
I reckon the kids have gone, Akataka. Led Zeppelin.
I don't even think.
He collects
the shit records. Yeah.
Like, but doesn't listen to
music.
Yeah,
but think about it.
Doesn't
have
taste.
So people like me, the exciting, lovely, adventurous pick of going to an op shop and not knowing what's there and being able to find a piece of candy in a pile of shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's just gone.
Yeah. So he's just gone. I'll give it a lick. He's gone, I'll take them all. And then taking the love away from the pickers. joy.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's a joyless collection. Selfish hoard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So and then that he knows that people want. But he knows that people want to go through. Mm. We don't even want to buy it. We just want the joy of the pick.
Yeah.
But then while I'm trying to have joyful joy, he's there like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Do you know what I mean?
It's
like when you finally get into the toilet and someone's going, are you done yet? Are you done yet? You're just like, oh, I just want to enjoy myself.
what are you doing in there?
Yeah. Don't tell me you're going to the toilet.
Don't tell me you're on your phone in there.
I'm like, yes.
Yes.
It's one private time.
Time relaxation.
Well, yeah. Now you've luged everyone's...
Nah, I mean, like, when I talked to you, I was like, fucking listen, fucking what?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like...
You've calmed down a little bit.
Well, I wanted to just fucking... I actually thought about, what about if I just rob the cunt, is what I thought for 5 seconds.
Right.
But then I unthought that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be robbed myself.
And you don't want 1,200 shitty records.
No, but like, yeah, to be honest, I could sell them. But he was going, I said, how much do you reckon you're going to sell these for? Oh, I've had another offer. I said, I think you should take it. I think you should take it. He reckons you can get $5 a pop.
Oh, yeah?
And so, no, you can't.
No.
But then I went up to Antiques Warehouse just up the road, which is a conglomerate of other wankers selling dumb shit in little stalls, you know, like a big op shop altogether, taking extra joy out of op shopping, but compressing it all into one thing, which kind of like pumps fake joy into it, because they pump up the prices.
Oh, the prices are just out of control.
Well, the prices are compared to the stall next to it, and the stall next to that, so before you know it, it's like they're not vintage antiques. It's fucking people's shed junk.
Yeah.
To make room for the dance studio. It's all it is. It's all it ever is. So I'm going through there and looking just because I was interested to see if I could see some of the shit that I'd just looked at, and I found one of the records, which I got. What was it? Doesn't matter. But they wanted $25 for it.
Mm.
I was like, get fucked.
Question.
Yeah.
Crates and crates and crates, of records, right? Of shit records. Yeah. Was it back in the day that the music industry didn't know what it was doing, so it was just throwing shit at the wall and whatever stuck, it was going to stick? Was it so cheap for like a DJ Relic just to go, oh, I'm doing my Tijuana fucking mega mix?
I don't know.
And then they just go, oh, print off 10,000 copies of this, Gary.
I don't know.
And then distributed and like people going into brashes and going, oh, look at this fat, ugly gronk on the front cover.
It must have been, every man and his dog must have had a vinyl pressing plant.
Yeah. And if you had a big moustache, you're allowed to be on the front cover.
I can't even tell you how like most of this techno has been. Like, there's at least, you know, 3 meters of techno there, let's just say, for the untrained ears, right? Each one of those equates to a 6-month waiting time of getting it pressed.
Yeah.
And then they don't sell it.
And they go, oh, I reckon we're going to sell 15,000 copies of this.
And somebody's investing in it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
This has been a very long segment.
Well, it's
but it's
you know,
worth
like,
it. It's worth
fine.
Hearing about
it's,
the inner it's, workings of DJ.
You
got to
know. You got to know. You got to know.
Yeah. The people have got to know that it's not worth anything if it sits up at the market for week after week after week after year after month.
unless it's hand curated and hand picked, it's not worth anything. Like it's. It's going to be virtually impossible to sell this collection.
Hmm.
Virtually impossible. Because it's like...
$30 a pop.
Yeah.
$40
some
a
of them,
pop.
Some of them are 60, yeah. 70 bucks.
Yeah.
Mr. Bungle, 70 bucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But can't sell it.
I could sell it, but I won't sell it.
Not for another 20 years and it'll
no,
be worth
it's not my. It's not my luge to lose. It's the kids' luge.
Right.
But I know the only people that are coming for it are the cunts and the pricks. and the bulk buyers.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? They're going to go, well, I can't go any lower than $3,000. They're like, well, we've got to move today. Has to be moved today.
So you're getting I'm getting all my collection for $2,000. Pricks.
So if you inherit them,
well, I was.
Are you going to just sell them for $2,000? Like a fucking dog? Oh, nah, you're not. You can't have them.
I was going to.
Your eyes didn't light up. You didn't have the right.
I'm thinking, I've got a bloody setup.
Your arms are folded.
I've got to set up a full studio.
Okay, fuck you.
Just to listen to your records.
You're out. I'll ask Drew.
What about this? I'll do something in perpetuity or whatever it is. Like I'll set up a nice bar, a restaurant bar,
yuck,
cigarette bar,
yuck,
tobacco bar, smoking bar, and you get headphones, and you get an area. And you go out and you go through Taco's records and you go, oh, I'm going to listen to From Back to Front, Robert Flack.
Roberta Flack. And Peebo Bryson. Together at Last.
Live and more.
Mm. What's that little sticker say on it?
1, 2, 3.
Probably the best tracks. Pull that off.
Pull that off. All right, Relic.
There you go. There you go. Luge.
So I've got a bit of a community concern.
Oh, yeah.
It's going around the neighbourhoods
after
the big storm that's knocked down everyone's fences.
Well, we call them that 100-year storm, which is just a freak accident.
It was a 100-year storm that happened in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Soaking wet.
Yeah, yeah. Just sideways, upways, downways.
It's neither here nor there, but lots of fences have been blowing down. I've been getting lots of calls.
Oh, it's good times.
Good times for everyone. Yeah. But this is the second time I've heard this story, maybe even third time.
You're right.
There's a lot of fence bullies going around.
Are we talking like builders?
Yeah.
Okay.
So fence bully is someone that I'll come in, give my quote, and the fence bully will come in and go, show us your quote, I'll beat it by $200. Anything.
And the quote.
Yeah. I'll beat any quote by $200.
Okay.
Right.
Doesn't that give incentive for people to forge a quote?
Yeah.
Forge a cheap quote?
Yeah.
That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah. This guy wants to do it for $400. But do you know... the $200 fence that you get, it's air.
Yeah, it's made of egg cartons.
Yeah. So, anyway...
He goes like a mime and goes, there it is. Yeah. It's a glass wall. I'm a glass wall of shame.
So I did a quote for a mate. And he goes, I have to get two quotes for council. Fence bully comes in, doesn't even measure it up, just paces it out like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 meters. And Warzer again. He goes, nah, dude, it's fucking 15.1, not 12.1.
No,
so what happens is fence bully
gets the job.
Rocks up, realizes he doesn't have enough materials. It's an extra.
Cries shortage.
Yeah, it's an extra, mate. So you're going to have to pay. But on top of that bullying, because he's bullying me, he bullies the customers. Like, they go, getting these nasty text messages going, so you got to cancel or what?
Oh.
Hurry up with this fence, mate.
The follow-up harassment.
Yeah, yeah. Hurry up with this fence.
The pressure.
You got to get out of here. Yeah.
I've got a prior engagement deal.
And our mate Pete, Builder Pete,
yeah,
he was doing one for just that he's a friend or something like that, because he's a full-time skilled builder, and he was
chippy,
just like,
master
builder. He was building one, and some guy rocks up and fucking jumps out of his car, fence bully, going, "What are you doing? What the fuck are you talking about? This is my area for fences. I do all the fences here. You're not allowed to do fences. I'm the fence builder here, mate.
Fuck off.
Now, Woz is getting that same vibe from this guy. He calls and goes, you reckon you're going to be able to do this job before the 20th or whatever? Because we're going away. He goes, fuck, man, this fence builder wants to stab me, I think. He's like, he's getting real aggressive.
I reckon get your wife to fucking roundhouse him.
Yeah.
she loves roundhousing bricks.
I was at the fence material place that, you know, hard one. Where you buy materials.
Fencing.
I was telling him about the fence bullies, and the guy goes, yeah, we've been hearing. Thanks for that.
It's real.
It's not just
a made up podcast topic.
No. And so, like, I was going, okay, but if you knock off $200 off anything, that means there can't be concrete in it.
No.
Some of these dudes, they don't do all the nails.
What do you mean?
The nails are like 2 cents a nail, and it comes in a coil, and it's like, bye, 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 bye.
Yeah, so I've seen those dudes on the internet.
On the fat palings that you put on first, one in the middle.
And they hold the other two.
And then the other two, like, go on top, and then you do that one. So it's like...
So the top one's holding the two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all the bottoms are loose.
Yeah. And then it's like hand nails. So, like, anyway, I'm boring. This is
it's not boring.
It's talking shop. We're talking shop here.
But I like it.
It's like, what the... Where are you stealing your materials from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who are you? You're going somewhere and getting this shit for free.
And you're getting in and out. You
don't have public liability insurance.
Nope.
Right?
No.
You're paying your staff nothing.
Nah.
They're slaves.
Yep. Yep. They're not getting paid per plank.
How do I compete in such a... So it's a cutthroat industry. I'll tell you what I've been doing.
There's got to be a loophole.
Well, now my quotes are 15 pages long, explaining to them why you got to use concrete in holes, why the tip fee is as it is. And then I give them because everyone goes, are you steel posts? They go, no, can we have the timber quote as well? I was like, it's more expensive. All right. And it doesn't last as long. So I've been writing up for every quote, I write up a...
Oxford Dictionary defines steel pole as...
Yeah. Bang for buck. It's like... It's very difficult.
It's ridiculous. Because that's the thing.
Convince people.
That's out of expense. Pay,
and you're paying half anyway. So it's just like, pay the extra $100.
Well, this is what happens on Marketplace. The negotiation, the ums and ahs over $10. And I had to yell at a dude textually...
Hmm.
You know, like, dude, you're about to lose this deal over $10. Well, I could say the same. It's like,
you could say the
fucking, you could fucking say the same, couldn't you? But I wouldn't, because you want my Snoopies. You fucking can't.
You're selling those Snoopies for $20 a box,
for a bag, for a bundle, a lot they call it, a lot for smoke free home. And like the back and forth, and then when the guy rocked up to because I was selling the bed for mumsy and dadsy, and then when he rocked up, we did this back and forth about the $10. So he knows we've had it. And then when he rocked up, he pulled out the
140. No, he pulled out the
550, and it was 560.
Oh.
Right, and said 550. Yeah, and I said, dude, I'm about to kick you out of here. I don't care if you take this or not. I'm gonna, because I just came back from the record deal, so I was ready to lose, right? And it turned out Dad didn't have the fucking change, so he gave him $10 discount. So fucking he under luge cut me. So
anyway, he got a win. He felt like he had a win.
He got a win. This and that. But the text messages were like, basically, if here's the conditions, be there between 9 and 9:45. Don't bring cash. If you say the words bank deposit, I might bash you. Yeah. I might bash you because there's scammers on Marketplace. Yeah. We've dealt with 5 scammers already.
Yeah,
and Marketplace is the cesspool of.
Society.
It's the scum sucking, bottom feeding, money grabbing, tight ass fucking cunts.
So he's
that's why I'm selling there. That's why you're buying there.
He's buying it for $550 and then going directly back online and selling.
He's getting three mattresses. He's getting an unslept on, unused bed.
Yeah, but he's not going to use it for his house. He's going to on sell it.
Yeah, because he said I've got to organize a van. All good, organize a van. Well, so can you discount? I said, mate, that's not on me. I'm not paying for your van. Anyway, I've got to organize this van. He rocks when he rocked up. I looked at his van. it's already full of shit. So you didn't organize a van. And he bought this fucking thing that was like a courier's van. This fucking massive thing.
Right. 20, full of junk.
Full of shit that he'd been going around.
Should have asked him for some vinyl.
Nah, I just wanted to get rid of the cunt.
And anyway. then they're at your house.
And then, so it's the same kind of bullies that you're talking about. Yeah, they're building now. And they're taking advantage. It's like that, the guy that lived in the town that would do windows. And then he would basically send his son out at night.
Oh, no, no.
And the son would go and smash all the fucking windows.
It's the person that has the bus stops that they turn to glass for some fucking reason. Yeah, that was. I think it was my theory, or it was actually.
No,
happening.
That's true. Yeah, that's actually. And he goes smash them all. And the next day, and the next 4 days, Johnny's got work.
Yeah,
because he's the only glass fitter in town.
Well, he's the only contractor for that, for the bus stops.
So you call Johnny.
Jeez, the glass seems to be very tough and they're not breaking. So yeah. Go out and smash. Because we've driven past it. You drive past it all the time, going, which little prick. Smash that fucking...
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Yeah. The son of Glasso. There you go, fucking... We're calling everyone out today.
That is it's a sort of an angry episode. Is it just venting?
It's a vent.
It's a venti.
Yeah. It's a vente.
Latte.
A vente.
Yeah.
A Giorgio.
So that's fence bullies.
Fence bullies. Motherfuckers. How are we going to stop that?
You just got to build better fences. Build back better.
Jinx.
I know my infrastructure isn't the best, but he will build back better. You know what I mean, man. Steve will do the job better than I can. Come on, man. 180 all the way to the, you know, the thing. Call him for a quote.
Snooze review.
2.0.
Let's hear another one.
News
reviews.
Yeah, it's Jezbot here with this news review.
Oh, it's news reviews.
Yep.
It's 2.8.
Classic fucking standard. News review. I watched.
Yeah.
Finally. And I know it's part two's out now, but I watched part one. Dune. Not June.
Well, because
in a month.
Because
sand dune.
Let's just take one step back. We wanted to see if YouTube, you know, they do voice command on YouTube. You can set it to thing and you can go play, you know, guitarfixers.com.
Right.
And then the words come up.
Yeah.
So, and we do it in an Aussie accent. Uh-huh. Whenever I talk to the command on YouTube, I put on a different voice because I don't want it to detect my voice, right. You see. So, one of the test words was Dune,
right.
To see in an Aussie accent, to see if it would do Dune,
yeah,
or June, or Dune,
yeah,
June. Say it 5 times in a row.
Dune.
You see? You sound like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So,
excuse review.
So you watched it?
Yeah.
Dune 2?
Well, no. I'm going to go to Dune 2.
Dune 1. Dune 2. Bonnie Dune.
Dune Buggy. At the theater, I think.
Is it?
It's such a good... The first one was... I didn't realize it was a banging action flick, sci-fi action.
Is it? Because the first one was like depressed.
Oh, the 80s one.
It was slow.
Totally wrong on every level.
Sand in every crevice.
Totally wrong on every level. It really did damage to the franchises.
Yeah. So I should watch it.
I would say everyone should watch it.
Okay.
It's a standard classic sci-fi action adventure.
Is it? So it's good. It's
fucking unreal.
Okay.
So much so, it gets a 0, which is the highest you can get. 0 pillows.
Which means you did not fall asleep.
I did not fall asleep. I watched the whole thing. Kept my
attention. Got through it.
I watched it in one go. Not even overnight.
What? Onesies and twosies?
What?
Did you watch ones and twosies?
No, just ones.
Okay.
And at the end of it...
Yeah.
I almost felt like getting out of the chair and pumping my fists. Going, yeah!
Did a Rocky.
June.
You did a Rocky.
It's so good.
When you leave the theater,
yeah.
and you want to have a sword fight, after you see a Jackie Chan movie, you want to see a.
You want to be in
Indiana
fight. Jones.
Yeah, you want to go and crack a whip. You want to go and punch a dude in a ring,
yeah,
so to speak, yeah, after Rocky 1 through 9. Did you feel that way during Creed?
I don't watch Creeds
because you didn't punch up?
No, because they ostracized
Rocky.
Stallone.
Why?
Yeah, they've written Stallone out of the Rockies and Creeds. Yeah.
Well, he's not Creed.
He's not Creed.
No, doesn't Creed's he? Creed. Isn't he
Creed
like,
3 is not
Ghost?
Even.
Doesn't he Ghost
they didn't
Creed?
They didn't involve him.
What do you mean?
They said no. We don't need you.
But they bought
Rocky.
They bought Creed character off him. Sean Lee.
He doesn't own it. Doesn't own any of
How
that
not?
Shit.
How not?
I don't know, man. He just doesn't.
He owns Rocky though. Sean
no,
Lee.
I don't think he owns Rocky.
Is it?
That's why they can
sacrilege.
No, he wrote that. Yeah. And then, like in a weekend, and I don't think he owns the rights to it and all that. He's rolling his eyes went so far back in his head.
There. Yeah, because
he's heard it all before.
No, because he wrote it in a weekend. Yeah. So it's sort of like this is what happens in the studio when dude's like, "Come on, God, I've written the third verse. Did you write it in the car on the way here?" Yeah,
go on past don't the traffic lights on the way to Tim's. Got to get this
milk and bread and other things. Yeah. It is. Usually the rush job is that.
That's the best one sometimes.
Okay. Because he also did Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah,
did you know
that's
that?
Right. Yeah.
That's a Stallone vehicle.
Hmm. Interesting.
So he's good. He's good at what he does.
Yeah.
But obviously June is from lovers of good sci-fi.
Mm.
They know the book. They love the
and
book.
And it's deep history, like deep cuts and they...
Because I did hear that...
They're not disappointed. I think the real fans are not disappointed.
Right, because I heard that after the creator of June, like, you know, Johnny June, died, and he had all the prep for the third part worked out and never quite got there. His son has gone on and collated it all and knew what his dad's, his son June, John June, Junior, Junior, he's gone and written the third one and it's like, it fits in the universe.
Right.
So that's what I was saying with Rocky. You'd think that Rocky would be involved because it's his universe, you see.
And that's what happens when you take out that X factor of Stallone and Rocky. You've lost it.
You lose
you've
it.
Lost it.
You lose it.
And now that he's dead.
Hmm. Who? Oh, yeah.
Is that him?
Carl Weathers. Jackson?
Carl Witherspoon?
Jackson? Yeah, that's going to put a big dent in the Mandalorian story.
Mm.
He's in that.
Not anymore.
No, he's not.
AI.
Seems everybody in that franchise is dying off. One of the other big stars, one of the other best characters they had in that show.
Yeah.
He dead.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But don't they just wear masks the whole time?
Nah, not this one. And he was like one of the best Dark Side Jedis. He's in the mids. And the last shot of him, there's no spoilers, was him getting to this place.
Just so you know that no one cares about the Mandalorian.
No, they do, but like it was about to be a better story than what was the whole thing.
Here we go.
And he was going to be the best character.
Oh, here we go. This is what they say.
Dead.
Oh, just it's a little slow to start off. You just the second season, the last episode of the second season when it's really good. That's when you real payoff.
Well, you're recommending
it's like
June,
what? So it's
none
a fucking,
of us have seen it.
I've got to wait 3 seasons before this character. Oh, it's going to be sick next season.
Well, that's what you do. You commit.
No.
You commit to it. That's the whole journey.
You don't.
That's the whole journey. You see. I almost bought for you at the market the other day. I texted Madonna and I said, "Should I buy it for him?" She's like, "Yeah, do it." It was the box set of
The Wire.
Nah, Avatar.
Oh my God, how dare you?
Had a poster. It was all done in 3D for the 3D television. It was the whole shebangabang. And we had a bit of a laugh over that. Yeah. Because you hate Avatar.
I hated Avatar from the very first second.
Because it's just to sell James Cameron paraphernalia and televisions.
Is he still going to make the rest of them? He's got like five up his sleeve.
Is that?
Yeah, Avatar.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Fucking seven, don't do that. Eight, nine.
Apparently, the second one's great as.
It's trashed him.
How dare you talk about talk
fucking
of the Smurfs that
trash.
Way.
Space Smurfs.
On a Britannium.
Sexy space Smurfs.
Yeah, with sexy tails. Mm. You'll be confused at the desires you have for these aliens with tails.
And big tits.
Bestiality.
Yeah, and tails that can't be beat.
Can't be beat.
Sexy tail.
Sexy tails.
All right. All right. Zero nice. Pillows.
Zero pillows. Okay. Snooze review.
Snooze reviews.
Well, Tim, that's about it.
That's all the time.
Yeah. It's a segment-based podcast these with only three segments.
Yeah, that's all right. There's a big one today. Anyway, yeah. I'm Timmy Target.
And I'm Jesper.
Goodbye.